Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Good evening. What is going on? Good evening. Hello.
Okay, if you guys can hear me, I was having some technical difficulties. I'm going to play a song right now.
Back over my life, and I see where he brought me from.
I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh, death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomed me.
My legs and I can walk.
Another
I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive, I got my lungs and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessings He's given to me.
Yes,
bless my family and they're doing fine.
Praise the Lord. Another blessing. Hallelujah. God, keep on blessing us. He keep on keeping us and keeping us in our right mind. You know, we are serving a God that will bring us out. Amen. Serving a God that will truly, truly, truly bring you out. Amen. Good evening to all of you who have tuned in tonight to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
We are from the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. Our leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is our co-founder, and Bishop Kevin Jones is our pastor. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. And you know, I was just thinking about the word today in John, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Amen. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. And so we just want to give God the glory and give him the praise for Jesus coming. You know, John came before him bearing witness that the Savior was coming. And let me tell you, Jesus came and died on the cross that we might live again. And so I just want to say this evening that there is a God that is able to bring us out, a God that is able to set us free. And all we have to do is receive him, trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And you know, we got to trust God with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In everything, we have to acknowledge him. It's not just something. In everything, we have to acknowledge the Lord. And if we acknowledge the Lord, he will direct our pathway. So come on out there in radio land. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise on tonight. Hallelujah for what he has done. And I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight because we have a man of God that is going to break the bread of life with us on tonight. His name is Kevin Guillory, his elder, Kevin Guillory, and he's a member of the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. And we are so excited that he has tuned in and going to bring the word on tonight. On tomorrow morning, I want to encourage us, before we get into this word, I want to encourage us to come out to the Light of the World. Tomorrow we have 9 o'clock, we have Sunday school, and then at the 10 o'clock hour, we have our regular church service. We also have an 8 o'clock evangelistical service. So come on out, come on into the fellowship hall, and you can share with us at 8 a.m. as well. So we are so glad that you have tuned in tonight, and I know that we have a great word in store for us, and we are going to ask Elder Kevin if he would just come on and share the word with us on tonight.
Amen, Pastor Ann. Appreciate it. How do I sound okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to be on the radio here tonight. If you don't know me, my name is Elder Kevin D. Guillory, Sr., as you have said, from Light of the World Christian Church, where Archbishop Ruth Smith is a co-founder and the pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. Now, I'm going to begin with prayer first. I want to first give honor, glory to God for using me tonight to bring this word that I truly believe is a word in season, especially for a time
Amen.
Like the time we're going through right now. I want to thank Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield for allowing me to talk on this platform. I pray that the word this evening will touch someone's heart and mind and make them available, willing, and able vessels for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to get into this word. First of all, I'm going to begin to tell you a quick story about when I was young as a little boy playing in the neighborhood. And as you know, We all played in the neighborhood with other neighborhood kids from around the way, around the block. Kids would come together and play, and we'd play all kinds of sports, and we would race. And we used to race each other to see who was the fastest. Now, since I'm bringing the word tonight, I got to be honest, I was always one of the fastest. Let me get that out there. But someone would always challenge me out of the blue, even when I wasn't ready, and they would say, let's go. So you would have to get yourself ready. If you wasn't ready, of course, tie your shoes, pull up your shorts, and line up on the mark wherever they put it. And then someone else would say, get ready, get set, go, and you take off. Well, tonight I want you to think about that as I begin to talk, as I'm led to talk to you about being ready at all times. And I want to apply the available, the willing, and the able concept to identify areas for improvement relating to always being ready for the race. But this race that I want to talk about this evening is running to Christ. You see, you never know when the Lord puts you in a race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 in the NIV says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Now, this word perseverance in this scripture means persistence in doing something despite the difficulty or the delay in achieving success. Well, this race directs us as believers to a place Christ has for us to go and to be a witness for him. As believers in Christ, we are all called to witness and share about God's greatness to those around us. That's what we call it. From the beginning, we can see God's plan to use his people to be his witness to the other nations around them. Example, says Abraham was available, Abraham was willing, and Abraham was able, God promises to make him a great nation that will be a blessing to all the nations. But later on down the road, as you read the book, God called Israel to listen and obey. And if you recall, time after time, they did the opposite. They went backwards instead of forward. Is this something that we do also when told to run a race for Christ today? I want you to be honest with yourself. Think about it. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 25 and 28 in the King James Version, it says, from the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servants, the prophets. Verse 26, but they did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors. Verse 27, when you tell them all this, they will not listen to you. When you call them, they will not answer. And verse 28, therefore say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips. Now, you see, where I'm going, I was asked Tuesday night to teach this evening. And my response when I was asked to teach was, I said, well, let me check my calendar and make sure, Pastor, I'm not caught up, and I'll let you know tomorrow. So as I was driving home after that response, I said to myself, I need to go ahead and prepare something to talk about for Saturday night. So I asked the Holy Spirit, because when I really want to know something, I asked the Holy Spirit, what am I to talk about? And immediately a scripture came to mind, and that scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. And it reads, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Then the Holy Spirit responded to me, and he said, always be available, willing, and able. So the title of this lesson this evening is, are you available, willing, and able? Now, my lead scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 again. To preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. So my brothers and sisters, this evening, when you are called to run, do you make yourself available, willing, and able? I'd like to talk a little bit about these three words, available, willing, and able. And I'm going to start with available. First of all, the definition of available is able to be used or obtained at someone's disposal. Let me ask you again, do you make yourself available to God? Because what I have noticed lately is that we think we can fix everything as believers that we think is wrong, especially if he's not dealing with us, especially when it's dealing with the church. Amen? It's easy to take time and focus on fixing the church, but our job is not to fix the church, but simply to make ourselves available to the church. You see, we place too much emphasis on gifts, skills, and abilities, and not enough emphasis on faith, surrender, and a heart for God. That's what I believe. We have to say the church depends on us. While we are the body of Christ, the hands and feet of Jesus, the truth is we can accomplish nothing by ourselves. John chapter 15 and 5 in the King James Version says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And unless God works through us and our gifts and skills and all our abilities, accomplishes nothing for eternal significance. Matter of fact, Matthew 16 and 18, verse in the King James, it says, and I saw also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The key word here is I. I will build. That's God, not us. So me personally, my job is not to fix the church or even to build the church. My job is to make myself available to the church, amen, through God, following Jesus, and staying in tune and in line with the Holy Spirit so that God can use me to accomplish his will. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's a faithful.
Amen.
That's a faithful. Now let's talk about willing. Let me get a definition first. The definition of willing is to be ready, eager, or prepared to do something. To be ready, eager, or prepared to do something. How many of you out there are willing to be obedient to the Holy Spirit? I wish I could see your hands, but I'm here too. So how many of you are willing to be obedient to the Holy Spirit? I told you what happened to me when I was asked to do this class tonight. I got convicted, so I had to be obedient. To be obedient means to obey without delay or question. You see, Jesus is our perfect example of how simple obedience can impact the whole world. An example that he gives us is Matthew chapter 8, 2 and 3. And it reads, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately, the man's leprosy was cleansed. That's the Jesus that's willing. Sometimes we are told by the Holy Spirit to do something and immediately get convicted because of something we have said or done. Other times we think that we're not smart enough or we're not qualified enough. But my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, God can use anyone, no matter what the ability that they have, the status, the qualifications, or the intellect. Matter of fact, he uses the foolish thing to confound the wise. That's words.
Mm-hmm.
All he requires is a willing and obedient heart.
Mm-hmm.
The next, we're prompted by God the next time. Maybe we should remind ourselves that our small and seemingly foolish service could ignite a dramatic process throughout the kingdom of God. And I'm going to give you a story about that. And this story is in Acts 9. And it involves two people you'll probably recall as I continue, disciple Ananias and Saul. Saul, as you know, is the apostle Paul. Saul was notorious for persecuting Christians, if you remember. Saul has departed Jerusalem after obtaining a letter granting him the authority to do what he did, arrest any Christians he could find in Damascus. And he was good at it.
Mm-hmm.
He is to bring the believers to Jerusalem for trial before the court of the Sanhedrin. But lo and behold, on the road to Damascus, something happened. Saul had a life-changing conversion experience. And out of a shining light, Jesus calls to him and says, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And as the story goes, Saul is struck blind. Jesus commands Saul to go to Damascus and wait to be told what he must do. So Saul is led to the city by the brothers who was traveling with him, and he waits there for 3 days and nights without any food or water. 3 days and nights without any food or water, and Saul just sits there and waits. So meantime, the Lord appears to Ananias in a vision and tells him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying." And as I just recalled, 3 days and nights, and he's praying with no food or water. Amen. In a vision, Paul sees a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. And before going any further, you want God to answer you, you want God to talk to you, fast and pray, and he'll talk to you. But now, God tells Ananias, the disciple, what he wanted him to go and do. Ananias, at the time, was afraid because of what he heard about Saul. And he heard many things from many people, how the harm that he had done to the saints in Jerusalem. And he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who called on the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to he asked God, he says, "Are you asking me to go and confront the ringleader of the persecutors?" So Ananias takes the opportunity to remind God time and time again of Saul's credentials, because he was intimidated. But Ananias was obedient, and he appeared before Saul and has the great honor of laying his hands on this broken man, and Saul was finally filled with the Holy Spirit. At the moment, Saul's blindness is ended, and at that moment, Saul's blindness left him. And as a result of the will and obedience of the two, Saul and Ananias, Saul being the chief of sinners, the persecutor of the church, he was God's chosen means of bringing the gospel to the great and the small, to the Jews and the Gentiles alike. And he also wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. So being able and obedient brings about blessings. So if you are able and you are obedient, it brings about blessings. Now, we just talked about available, being available, and being willing. Last one I want to talk about is being able. Now, the definition of able is having the power, the skill, and the means or opportunity to do something. The definition of able, again, is having the power, the skill, the means, or opportunity to do so. How many of you are able to serve the Lord and you don't? Some people are not able. Some people got conditions. and people got circumstances. But most of you are able. You see, service is important to God. So it should be important to us. You agree? In providing for this church, God gave us gifts. God gave us gifts not for our own uplifting, but for the building up the church. It's only reasonable that we would serve the God who has provided the greatest service of all, which is salvation from sin, amen, and self, and eternal life with him in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even if we believe we're not able, God still is. And in Philippians chapter 4, 13 in the NIV, it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Romans 8 and 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God's plan trumps anything and everything this world can throw at us. Why? Because God is able. We may not doubt his ability to do his part, but what about doing our part? What about you doing your part, me doing my part? What if we fail to pray enough? What if our disobedience has now tied God's hands and he's not able to answer our prayers? Because I'm a living witness that God don't bless no mess.
That's right.
You can expect God to change a situation that you did not first seek him on, or he did not put you in. You put yourself in it. But see, that's what we do. We make a mess of things and go running to daddy to fix it. But partnership with God is not our supplying our part. It's our surrendering our part to his completeness. Jesus is more than enough, always and in every way. My Bible tells me that Jesus was an example for us. In John chapter 13 and 15, Jesus sets an example for us to follow, and this was washing the disciples' feet. Now, I want you to think about it, washing the brothers' feet. But after washing the disciples' feet, an act of love, humility, and service, he then encourages us to follow his lead and serve one another. That's what that was all about.
That's
he wants us to serve one another. You see, I'm retired from the U.S. Army, 25 years, and I spent 4 years of that in different Muslim countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. And I'm here to tell you, them brothers wore sandals 24-7. And that's all I'm going to say about what their feet look like, okay? But Jesus wants us with no regret. And that's a true act of love, humility, and service. So Jesus makes himself available, able, and willing. Now, Christ made himself available and died for our sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. There will never again need to be another sacrifice for our sins. We don't have to sacrifice lambs and goats and sheep. There's no great act that we will need to do to try to gain God's forgiveness, because Jesus died for our sins once for all. When he hung on the cross, he even prayed to let the cup pass from him, if at all possible. But in the same prayer, if you remember, Jesus adds, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will, which shows his willingness to fully drink the cup and his total submission to God's will. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8 in the King James Version, and it reads, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. How many of us would do that?
My Lord.
That's why our job today is a whole lot easier. All we have to do is confess our sins, repent, and turn to him. When we were separated and alienated, he made a way for us to come back to God, because he became sin for us. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So once again, he not only died for our sins, he became our sin. It's our nature that we have been polluted by sin. And yet Jesus took it upon himself. Jesus made a trade with us on the cross, if I can say it that way. He says, I will take your sin upon me and give you my righteousness and forgiveness in exchange. Isaiah 53:5 in the King James Version says, but he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. What else he got to do? 1 Peter 2:24 in the King James Version says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live with righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed.
Yes.
Do you understand that Jesus received 39 slashes for me and for you? You will no longer be called sinful because of that, guilty or forsaken of God. You'll be called righteous and holy of God for what he did. You'll be called beloved of God. Why? Because he did it all for you, and he did it all for me. You must be open. You must open your heart to truly receive all that he is after knowing that.
Yes.
And all that he's done for us. In conclusion, we have been commissioned to do a certain thing as believers. In these last days, these wicked days, the Bible says men will be lovers of themselves. You already see that already. They will call themselves to preach. People calling themselves to preach. God ain't called them. They'd be like the Pharisees standing on the corner, looking good, sounding good, but their hearts are far from God. Yes, many are called, but guess what? Few are chosen. They're selfish. And they're not available, able, or willing. Instead of running to Christ, they run away from Christ. Lastly, they have ears but can't hear, and eyes that can't see. Mark 15:15 says it all. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Acts 2:38-41 says, repent and be baptized. This is Peter talking, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I can't do without the Holy Spirit. So I ask you, are you ready to run your race? Will you acknowledge all Jesus has done? Will you believe and will you receive? Lastly, will you make yourself available, willing, and able tonight to run to Christ? And if I say, as I close, Pastor Ann, if there's someone out there who just heard my message about Christ for the first time tonight, and you want to make yourself available, willing, and able to run to Christ.
Yes.
I want to read you a scripture to lead you to salvation, if I might. And if you repeat it with me, it'll change your life today, right now, this evening, tonight. And that scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to read the King James Version, and I'm going to repeat it, and repeat after me. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible says if you repeated that with me, my brothers and my sister, you are saved. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Ann.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Elder. Thank you so much for that word. That was a powerful word. And I'm able to see you. If you want to press one on your phone, if you got saved tonight from this word and from confessing the word tonight, you can press one on your phone. That would let me know that you did get saved tonight. Powerful, powerful word. And, you know, a lot of times we just not available. We're available to ourselves, but we're not available to God, mm-hmm. and then we're not willing to do what God is saying to do. And mm-hmm. sometimes we think we're not able to do stuff, but only what we want to do. But you're telling us mm-hmm. we need to be available to God, willing and able to do whatever yeah. it is that God tells us to do. Because if he asks us to do something, then we are able to do it. Amen. Praise be to God. We want the lines are lit up tonight. We have, I'm telling you, the lines are lit up tonight. And I want to hear from those of you out there in Radio Land tonight. If you have a question for Elder Kevin, or you just want to let him know you appreciate this word, or you want prayer or whatever, just press one on your phone, and that would bring you live on the air, and you can talk directly with him. But I tell you, this was an awesome word. Just press one on your phone, and I will bring you live on the air. I have one in queue, and your first three digits is 36863, and the last four digits is 0214, and you are now live on the air, caller.
Yes, 860 from Connecticut. How you doing, Pastor Ann?
Hello, yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Elder James Guillory. I'm Elder Kevin's cousin.
Yes,
but
I know.
Yeah. I just mm-hmm. want to let Kevin know, awesome word tonight. One of the things I learned in ministry, not only just in ministry, but being saved, is that I gave up my right to run my own schedule when I said yes to the Lord. I gave mm-hmm. up my right. I have no right. And I just want to tell him that was a fantastic word. Continue to preach the word. You know, I enjoyed it. I thank God for you. And that's about all I have to say. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Tell Pastor Butterfield, I said praise the Lord to him. All right? And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. And we appreciate your prayers, too. And things are moving along for us. He had to go out of town tonight, but he will be back on tomorrow. But we give God all the glory and give him all the praise.
Amen.
For Amen. You tuning in and for your words of encouragement to your cousin and to us. You pray.
Amen.
We know you'd be praying for us as well. Those of you that are out there, we want to hear from you. So press one on your phone and we will bring you live on the air. Truly, Ms. Elder Guillory, this was an awesome word on tonight. And you're the one to preach this because you make yourself available. And you are willing and you are able to do it. So I'm telling you, this is just an awesome word. Please press one on your phone so we can bring you live. I know y'all want to say something on tonight. So we're going to give you the opportunity to say something on tonight. Elder Kevin, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is how would you encourage the people to make themselves available? How, because sometimes we be thinking that whatever it is we are doing, it's okay. I need to be doing what I'm doing. And sometimes we feel like we are willing, but really, actually, our minds are not really straight. We're not really willing to do the Lord's will. We just want to do what we want to do. So what would you say that you would tell this audience that they can do to really get on the Lord's side? Oh, hold on one moment. I got one in queue. So let me catch this one in queue, and then I'm going to let you answer that question. You're 404, and the last four digits is 8761, and you are live.
Hey, this is Brother Lewis. Just want to say good evening to everyone. And, you know, anytime my brother, is talking with me, he always make me think about an old song that the Lord lays on my heart to sing with him. So I'm going to sing this song, and I know it's going to bless some folks. He blessed me. He did it all for me.
Okay.
He hung on the cross for me. He bled and died. That's all I got to say, because if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where we would be. But
God,
he did it all,
my brother.
For me and you.
Appreciate you, man.
Amen.
Please.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Lewis, for that song and for those words of encouragement. Truly, God is good, and He is speaking. He's speaking to us. And if we would listen, we really can get on track with God, and we'll make ourselves available to him, and we'll be willing to serve him. And then he's going to give us the ability that we'll be able to do what it is that he wants us to do. And so we are so excited about this word on tonight. And if we will commit ourselves unto the Lord and be faithful unto him, we can get everything accomplished that we need to get accomplished in the ministry, in our home, on our jobs, wherever we are, we'll be able to get it done. Amen. Now, Minister Kevin, I want you to answer that question. How would
answers it for me, but I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with everybody out there, you know, if you want something, who do you go to get it from? Your mama or your daddy? Well, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is Abba Father, and he's Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that provides all of our needs according to his rich and glory through Christ Jesus. So if you really want something and you want to be blessed, and you want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness. Let me tell you something. Ain't but one person you're going to get it from, and that's Jesus Christ. If you make him Lord of Lords and King of Kings of your life. Amen.
Amen.
And
awesome.
I'd like to pray before we you finish, Pastor Ann, before we are closed.
We will. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in on tonight. Truly, tonight has been a great night, and we thank God for everything that he is doing in our lives, and the fact that those of you out there in Radio Land, if there is someone out there tonight that is not born again, has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he read the scripture to us on tonight. If we would just open up our mouths and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believe it in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead for our sins. That's all it is to it, is to believe it, that he did that. And so that just gives you the opportunity to be born again. And in order for us to have the joy of the Lord, we have to be born again. You really don't find joy without having God. I mean, you may feel like you are happy or whatever, but you don't have no joy and you don't have peace because of the fact that you need God in order to have those two things. You may feel like I feel fine. I got everything I need. I got plenty of money. I live in a nice house. I'm driving a nice car. I got a family and all of that. You may be feeling that way, but, man, when things get shaky, you're going to need God. Amen. And so the way to get to God is to receive his son, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. And that's the way. And then with that, we get the Holy Ghost. And with the Holy Ghost, if we want to live here on this side, in this earth, we need the Holy Ghost in order for us to continue to live and live in harmony here on the earth. Amen. And to do the will of God. We thank you again for tuning in. We want to encourage you before Elder Kevin comes back. I want to encourage you to please come out to the Light of the World. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. We have our 8 o'clock service at in the Fellowship Hall in the morning, evangelism. And also at 9 over in the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center. We have Sunday school, and then at 10 a.m., we have our regular church service, and Bishop Kevin, we know he's going to bring it on tomorrow. So we want to be there to hear that word. Amen. Hallelujah. So now it's on you, Elder Kevin. You can close us out.
Father, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for using me this evening. I want to thank the platform of Pastor Ann and her husband, Stephen Butterfield, that helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the land. I pray for those who gave their life to Christ tonight. I bless them in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will keep them and strengthen them right now. I want to encourage them to begin, if they're not, reading the Word of God daily, because the Word is perfect. The Word is a standard, and the Word does not lie. Father, I pray that you heal those tonight that need a touch from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Touch and clean hearts. Renew a right spirit within them, O God. And as the enemy comes and steal, kill, and destroy, he comes a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. I bind him off of God's children right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, keep your arms wrapped around us. Hold us all night as we sleep. We know, Father, that you are the shepherd and we are the sheep. So I pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, as I end this prayer, I pray that we forever be in your presence, giving you all the praise, all the time, all the honor and the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we just give God the honor for all that he is doing. And we want you to tune in on next week to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Just dial 917-388-4161 on next Saturday, and we will see you then. God bless you, and have a good night.